This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joy podcast from LGBTQIA+ community radio station Joy 94.9. For more information and tons of other podcasts, head to joy.org.au.
And before those messages, that was our London Grammar doing a version of the Chris Isaak song, Wicked Game. Now, we have got our next guest on the phone with us today, David. Our next guest is Christian Capurro, who is, well, he's also another overachiever, isn't it, David?
Yes,
artist,
he is.
Photographer, filmmaker, a whole range of things that Christian's been up to. So, but we're going to be talking to, well, actually, you know what? We'll just bring Christian on the phone. Welcome to the show, Christian.
Thank you for having me.
Now, Christian, we are obviously, as we've just seen, there's quite a few bows, I suppose, strings to your bow, so to speak. But you're here to obviously talk about the Barrandarra Arts exhibition that you've got coming up. But before we do that, give our listeners and also to David and myself a little bit as well, I suppose, a bit of background about yourself and how you got into the art. So
and this love of filming and photographing and tell us.
I think it's one of those things, like many people, you fall into it because people around you have certain passions and enthusiasms that seem to open up something for you at a particular age. And for me, that was, it was either that or, drifting, I think. And the photo medium was the thing that first caught my imagination.
Were you at school or did it come later?
No. I was not one of those, the classic, I was drawing from the age of four and everyone said how wonderful I was as a, draftsman with my crayons.
Yeah.
It was something which was only something that evolved probably late school years, but really once I left school, that's when I first went into, photography, and it just clicked.
Right, and what sort of photography? Did you go and study photography at uni, or?
Oh, I studied it, and then it was it was an art school. It wasn't the classic sort of photography training.
Yeah,
because back when I was studying, it was a true discipline. You either studied to do all the stuff that make you a competent commercial photographer, or you basically had an arts education, and that was the side that I got, and that's what effectively bit by bit I put together to somehow make an existence.
Yep.
As an artist and a photographer.
And what about filmmaking? You've dipped your finger in that pond as well. Do you do much of that?
In a non-traditional way, yes. I mean, all the films that I've made have been effectively phone camera films.
Okay.
They're non-narrative. I guess you'd call it experimental film, but a very direct way of taking, a fairly utilitarian but pretty powerful tool and seeing what it can do for you.
Yeah.
And they end up, the shows like at the Australian Centre of Contemporary Art and the CCP, Centre of Contemporary Photography, they were multi-channel video installations.
Right.
Channel and four channel video installation.
Okay. So, Christian, the rise of, you were saying, phone, filming from your phone, how that has changed a lot of people's perspective on the whole photography and video world. What does it mean to somebody like you that you're an artist in that form? And here I am, taking photos on a daily basis. I'm obsessed with taking photos and I have an eye, but it's not an eye like you. Are you impressed with, real amateurs like me, or do you think, they bore me to tears, move on? Or are we important to you because it makes us then sit up and look at a true professional?
Well, the reason I started doing the videography filmmaking back around 10 years ago was I wanted to throw off some of the professional disciplines of how I go about, you know, confronting the world and things in front of me with professional tools. And so that's why I picked up the mobile phone as a video tool. And I essentially started by spending a couple of years just watching people standing around using their phones and imitating them, mimicking them and standing there and looking, well, what are they looking at? How are they composing their body? How long do they stand in front of something?
Yep.
And those sort of things. So for me, it's very much connected to a vernacular use of a tool. But a good photograph is just something is bloody good. I mean, you know, but I think photography is like most things nowadays with the digital world. Photography or filmmaking is such a they're such nebulous terms. They've all merged,
yeah.
And really they're aggregates of lots of different types of technological things and tools that anyone can use.
Yeah, although you look at social media and you just shake your head sometimes to think, why do they bother even posting that photo? You know, like, and so, you know, and so the light's in the wrong spot and, you know, like, and the background is shocking and, you know.
Yeah, it is. And then you see the other stuff, which is so beautifully done and it almost makes you want to throw up. I mean, seriously, I mean, whether it's commercial photography, whether it's amateur photography, the level of contrivance at its worst is as bad as the level of cack-handedness.
Yep.
with as an amateur, I
yep.
think. There's got to be a bit of life in there which holds you and has, it has to vibrate in its own way.
Yeah. All right. Now, tell us, this exhibition that you're involved with, what is it and what are you delivering for us?
Well, my contribution to Reconfigured, Rediscovered is half a room with essentially three components. One component is something called the Disport works, which are essentially photographic tripods redeployed alone or in combinations and clusters. The other
hold on, I'm not sure if I understand that. Explain
a photographic tripod.
Yeah, a tripod. There's
photographic tripods that nothing's been done to them. They haven't been re-engineered or anything like that. But effectively, they've been deployed in an improvised way in the space to hold the space in different ways to create tensions and they stretch out, they couple, they join up together. There's the first thing you would see when you come into the show is a corridor area that's completely sort of closed off by eight large tripods that are all attached higgledy-piggledy to each other to create this sculptural, technological, strange installation that effectively blocks off a space. Another one, there's one, they're attached to the wall, so their head is attached to a wall and it sticks out from the wall at a very with a strange sense of levitation. Other things go up through the roof, through the ceiling, where one of the vents has been pulled out. So they're playing and they've been released from their professional duties, you might say.
Okay. So they're having it's their rest day. They're having a rest for a couple of weeks, yeah. Are they all different shapes and sizes?
Well, they're all a particular brand of classic Italian Manfrotto tripods, which is the sort of thing that I've used over the years. And there's from the largest tripod that's made to some sort of small consumer light things that people carry around, and they're all attached to each other. So they're basically. The one logic to them is that they have to be, the heads where you normally put the camera onto the top of the tripod has to be closed off. It has to be attached to something else. So I think of them as being blinded. So their head is attached to another head. Their head is attached to the floor. Their head is attached to a wall, to the shoulder.
Okay, I get it now. Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for explaining. and what's the other part of your piece?
There are four quite large photographic works, which are found sort of magazine images. They're saturated, fairly generic type of images, like a pastoral landscape, a street scene, a cloud scene, a figure lying down, that have been treated with a sort of what you might call treated with a maverick algorithm that's primarily meant to remove dust and scratches from images and from film.
Right, okay. Yeah. And is that done through a computer? How's it done?
Through a scanning process.
A scanning, yes. Right.
Yeah, and the scanner's algorithm misreads what it's meant to be doing and then recomposes and reconfigures the picture, the structure of the picture.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what is it about these four images that you thought these are the ones I wanted to use?
Well, the four come out of a large group of other pictures, but the four were essentially, in some respects, they have a sense that they stand in for a whole lot of other pictures. They have a sense that they're part of a longer train of images that come from other things we've seen. So in some respects, that's why I think the term generic, not in a derogatory sense, but just as a generic image, where they feel like they are familiar, yet something's wrong in how they've been recomposed. When you look closely at their structure, it's all messed up.
Okay. Oh, it sounds fascinating. So where's it on at, which Neil did tell us at the top?
The Town Hall Gallery in Hawthorne on Burwood Road at the Hawthorne Town Hall.
Right. And when's it on?
It's on now through April.
Right. Okay. Congratulations on getting this up. How exciting is it and how important? The last artist we had on, we asked the same question, to actually exhibit. You know, like, what does it mean to an artist like you to actually exhibit?
Well, particularly after last year, where everything was delayed or cut off, part of the appeal of doing the show was to actually get back into space and feel like you're connected to another part of the world as opposed to your own small corner, and it's vitally important.
Yep.
Because the work has to be activated. Mm-hmm. It has to be activated in the sense that people have to come to it and bring their own sensibilities and see how they play off, whatever sensibilities I might have brought to it.
Brilliant. And it's part of a Photo 2021, we've been featuring that a fair bit over the last few weeks, which is really exciting. And this is a bigger, a huge sort of international photo exhibition, isn't it?
Photo 2021. I think there's a ridiculous number of shows on around not just Melbourne but around the state as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
more than one could even hope to see. I think over the next couple of months, even if you're an avid gallery goer.
Yeah. All right.
Great. Thanks so much, Christian, and all the best with the show, with the exhibition. And the works that you got planned as well. So we've been, you're here on Joy 94.9. We've been talking to Christian Capurro, and he's one of six artists that's exhibiting at the Town Hall Gallery in Hawthorne.
Yep.
And as David said, it's part of the Photo 2021. Thanks, Christian.
Thanks very much.
You're here on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more podcasts or to support Joy by becoming a member, donating or subscribing, head to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.